The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are also live on Facebook, and we are will be on YouTube later. And so it's so great to connect with all of you again. I feel like I've been like, oh my goodness, I've had the craziest time. I'll tell you about it. I'm taking calls. This is Nuggets of Wisdom from the Vector. And I just want to say to all of you, thank you so very, very much for all your beautiful messages and comments about baby Charlotte the squirrel. And also, I want to thank you so much for all of your good wishes for my daughter, who was attacked by a slushy machine at work. The handle broke, and it was a very serious accident, actually. So she is doing really well. She's the manager of a large winery here. It's one of the most visited in the world. Biodynamic, organic, and they're treating her very, very well. And she asked me to thank everyone for their concern and let everybody know she's healing well and she's really excited to get back to work. She should be back in a couple weeks. So, but with all of the stuff that's been happening in my own life, I just feel like I wanted to share with people, and I really do want you to feel like if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I did send Kim my newsletter to send out finally. I've been promising her to send it, like something to send out for 3 or 4 weeks now. So don't feel like I've forgotten you. I do read your emails, etc. It's just that I was really pressed for time. I've had like between my daughter and then I had the, like she had that surgery. And just the phone call and just the pure, like, it was just so out of the blue. And then dealing, of course, with the COVID and dealing with, like, right now I should be preparing for my upcoming seminars, which is what I normally would be doing. I'd be preparing to go to the fair, I'm totally, like, in this place now where I'm dedicating my time in ways now that will be the best way for me to get everything done as quickly as possible and still be there for people, because I have a lot of people that are counting on me right now. And so what I'm doing right now, I just want to let everybody know, because I haven't sent any newsletters out, but Kim will get it out when she can. I sent it late yesterday afternoon, and you know, I've been working like 16, 20 hour days, because I'm studying also. So that's not a big part, big deal for me to get up every 2 hours and feed a squirrel. And so I'm going to get into that in a little minute, how I ended up into that situation. So my daughter had this horrible accident, and I was like, just like, oh my God, like I almost lost my daughter. And I, went into inward. Like I've been really inward since then. And I've also been connecting with, like, because there's a lot of people around the world right now, a lot of my clients that have some like really crazy things going on in their lives also. I have people in the hospital and I have people that are like traveling, and now all of a sudden the shift is hitting the fan a bit here and there. And so I really want to be available for all of you. So I do have my new program. It's not a program. It's just a teleconference. It's a half hour. But my energetic shifting is changing greatly right now. I'm working faster. So I'm not able to explain my energetic shifts as well as I normally do, because the information is coming in too fast for me to track it and explain it. And so I'm just separating in different ways. And in big part, I do feel that like this happens with a lot of my with my students. A lot of times we'll hit a new way of doing our energy work, and it'll seem like, whoa, it's kind of like learning to ride a bike again or whatever. But what I tell people, because I've been blessed with having the experience of dealing with so many people from so many different cultures, I realize that everybody is going to shift in their own way and in their own time. And really, that's not like shifting is about letting go. Like the energetic upgrade happens because you let go of the expectations of how you expect things are supposed to happen. And we've all been had that happen. So in great part, I had this happen to me a few times in my life when I've met some incredible mentors. And I had this happen for sure when I first was introduced to Tai Neo, and then to my first mentors, and as they went, and learning the science behind how the world, the physics of how the world works, that at the Resonance Project Foundation, those things, when I did those things, I really found that my ability to shift energy increased greatly, but I had to get used to doing it that way. And I was introduced, like, I do this. I go into this place, and when there's so many people asking for advice and not really knowing what's going to happen, this is something that I like being in that place. Well, it's not comfortable. I shouldn't say I like it, but it's great for energetic shifting. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. But whether you like it or not, change is happening every second of every minute of every day. And so when these things are compiling, right? So what happened to me is I put it out there to the universe, as I do. Like, what would be the best way now for me to share this information? Because like I have the radio show, which I love. And this is going to be the way that you can reach me. If you want to understand what I'm doing a little bit or whatever, and you want some free energetic shifting, come here. I'm happy to do it. 1-800-930-2819. And my Call to Dance program is the first four layers are my foundation. That is complete and ready to go. If and when it is viable to go out and teach seminars again live. And in the meantime, I'm working, as I said, on manual number 7, which is Be Irresistible. And Be Irresistible is a program that I brought out. And this program is for looking good is a business decision. So you may as well work on yourself physically, spiritually, and through your soul, and do it all in one. I like to multitask and I like to repurpose information. So I put this request out to the universe. I want a woman mentor, and I want her to be very successful, and I want her to have values that I can resonate with. And lo and behold, I ended up taking this face yoga course, and my mentor is Fumiko, and this happens to me when I'm very, very excited about information, and that from someone, quite often I can only remember their first name. So sorry, Fumiko. But anyway, I have been studying with her now for, let's see, May, June, July, August. And it has brought so many questions and so many things and integrated so much information for me. I was just showing Zach, this is my manual, or this is the notes that I have written from her knowledge in the last 4 months, and I still have two to go. So it's very intense for me because I'm learning that as I work on the face, I can also your face is attached to your body, and I'm finding like to the parts throughout your body, through the organs, etc. They're all connected, and what I'm finding now is that my energetic shifts are coming to me from a different angle. That's the only way I can say it. It's really exciting. I'm really, really pleased about it. And we're going to take a short break here. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about kind of what's been going on some more and where I'm taking it, because for myself, I'm finding that the people that I'm connecting with are really going through some major changes right now. Like people are almost being forced to do so. Well, in many ways, but I mean, deep inside, people are really, really going through some major shifts. And a lot of these people are people that have been doing a lot of work, that listen to these types of shows, etc. And so I want to be able to kind of share my experience a little bit so that I can maybe lighten yours a little and explain maybe how to navigate through it a little bit. We'll be right back after this short commercial.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Are you someone that doesn't just want money, but also the freedom, joy, and ease that comes from ending the painful cycle of needing money? Then join Jennifer Bloom for Being Prosperous. Take charge of your money relationship. This 5-week course starts on September 1st at 6 p.m. Central. Sign up at jenniferbloom.com. That's Jennifer, BLOOME.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stepp, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're also live on Facebook, and we'll be on YouTube later. And I am talking today about how in these challenging times, kind of sharing a little bit of my experience, because it's been so, I've had such a wild couple weeks, just the last couple weeks in particular were crazy. So what happened is my daughter had the accident. I was like, really, really like, okay, she's healing. Her boyfriend was amazing, looked after her so well. She's doing well. She was well in her mind, you know, and she's going back to work, works and so, oh, okay, okay. I can get caught up in my course now and I can, you know, get moving a little bit more and boom. I go to water the yard at 6 a.m. and there's a little squirrel laying on the ground and she's mama, mama, like crying. And I didn't even know what it was because it was like homely. And so I was joking on the other shows, like I spent a lot of money to make sure that my shed was rodent free. And then I ended up spending a bunch of money to make sure my shed was heated at the exact right temperature and bought, you know, squirrel food and nipples and, you know, because this little baby was crying and I had so much to do. And I looked down at her and I thought, oh, a lot of times, and this has been crazy. This is why, this is lesson number one. We are being tested. We are being tested. So I've had this happen to me before. Like I've walked into a store one time and it was in Regina and it was very cold. It was winter. And I was walking into Chapters and there was a man sitting outside. It was cold. And this woman took her, this little child was walking in with her mom at the same time. And the mom pulled the little girl away like, oh, be, you know, you have to be afraid of him. He's a bum or whatever. And I walked past him and I couldn't. And I'm checking all my pockets and I found a $5 bill. And I went back out and it was like a minute and he was just gone. And I looked all around the parking lot. I looked everywhere for him. He just disappeared. And I feel that we're being tested. I've had so many people say, so weird. I had three birds land on my doorstep. And I'm like, have you ever heard Bob Marley's song, Don't Worry About a Thing? I've had so many stories of people saying that, you know, things like little, like finding or in a situation where they could just choose to walk away or they could choose to complicate their lives with it. And so, I mean, I did hesitate, not like, oh, okay. Like, I'm like, okay, I know like birds don't touch them. And I know I've raised a lot of rodents actually. Guinea pigs were our pet of choice when the kids were little or their pet of choice. And, I worked, for years, grooming dogs and once and for a while at a pet store and there was a lot of rodents in there. So I knew, oh my God, this is going to be so much work, but what are you going to do? And my goal was to have the mama come back, pick her up. Squirrels are really good moms. So, but she didn't come back. And I get her all settled. I walk in the house and there's a bat on my balance. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I went to the bat story and I was telling this, like, and I knew, oh, I'm really going deep right now this week because I like, this triggered me so bad. What happened to my daughter that it brought up so many things inside of me, so many fears that I need to work through them and I need to take the time to do so. And I knew that as soon as I saw the bat and then my daughter and her boyfriend, we let the bat go free. And I looked after Charlotte for 6 days, every 2 hours, fed, and they can't go to the bathroom on noon, so you have to wipe them. I was studying with her, with my face yoga. I got so attached to her on day three. I named her, and I'm like, don't name her, don't name her. And then I named her Charlotte because that's my card for not getting attached. So... but it was so strange because I was attached to her, but I was very determined for her to be a squirrel. And that night, like she just had, I shared a picture of it and Zach is sharing pictures, I think, as we're going along here. But like the little thing, like she climbed up the top of her little stuffy toy and like she knew my voice and she was actually starting to make little sounds, but she couldn't really suckle. And I realized, oh, I'm dropping milk in, like, and I have to be so careful. Like at 2 a.m, I'm out in the, you know, like with the studio light, with the dropper, making sure, you know, and like, so I started, I was working on the cheeks on face yoga. So I started working on the muscles for that. And she started to recover. And then boom, she just went really fast. And then I was like crying and crying. And so I really had to go inward and say, like, why did I take 7 days of my life basically to look after this little being? And I worked through a lot of that. And I learned so much from it, because had I walked past her, I would never realize that she was there for me to heal me for the fears from my daughter, because squirrels are really good moms. And, you know, that squirrel has been in my yard for 7 years, ever since I've lived here, the mom. And she was gone, and her little other baby was gone. And it was the baby that had, this would be the squirrel's granddaughter. And they returned 6 days after the baby died and were sitting on the fence eating nuts. And I'm like, okay, you're back now? Thanks. But then squirrels move their nests around when there's predators. So they set themselves back up in my yard with their nests again. And I come out there and I'm just like, okay, now, okay, all the squirrels are happy. My daughter's doing well. I can get back to work. I walk out to the shed and all of a sudden, there's a big flock of birds, and I can tell they're harassing squirrels. So I clap my hands, they go away, and all of a sudden, another baby squirrel falls from the tree. And oh my God, it hit the shed roof, and it was a good 30 feet. And that's when I realized little Charlotte bounced down and probably dropped like 40 feet. And how does it, something that little survive that? And I'm so, so grateful that I took the time. And I was standing there and I was like, oh God, mom, come get her. And that little mama squirrel, she came down, grabbed her, ran back up the nest, stuck her back up there, you know, and I stood out there and scared the birds away. And then everything was just calm again. And I realized, wow, the thought hit me so fast, you know, like, and she came so quickly. So she would have come had she been able to the time before. And so she sits out here and now she's got her nest and she's not afraid of me at all. It's like, it's weird. So I learned so much looking after this little squirrel, because I don't really like rodents around and I don't like animals in cages. Like my cat has a cat run, but it goes around the yard and it's a tree house and stuff because she's a house cat. She doesn't even really like being outside. She's a Cornish Rex. She can't be in the winter at all. So, and there's so many hawks and eagles and raccoons and bears and just so much around here that, you know. So, you know, to see an animal in a cage, my goal was to take this squirrel and have her go to the squirrel farm. And so I had all this, ordered all this squirrel food because it's expensive. You have to use the puppy food. And I was about to send it to the squirrel place, the squirrel sanctuary. And something told me don't. And then that one dropped. And now I have another squirrel nest just over here. So I'm going to keep my kit just in case. And then I'm going to send it to the squirrel sanctuary in a week or so when I know it seems like everybody's good. And what I learned from it was that she was a gift for me and that we are being tested. We are being tested. And so be kind, be as kind as you can, be kind to yourself, be kind to animals, be kind to other people. We're all going through a lot right now. I had thought I had heard it all, how mean people can be to each other. And then I get another client who is treated even more mean. And so there's always going to be mean out there. And then there's also some very wonderful people out there. And so I want everybody to recognize what the squirrel taught me is that the week that I took out of my life to look after her was of the most benefit for me, because it allowed me to just sit with her and to look after an infant. And then on top of it, I go back, and now that I'm calm, all of a sudden, painting number 64, neutrality, comes through. And I got stuck on her in March, and now I can't stop painting her. And so she'll be done. And this is a 13-year project that I started and the clarity is coming in now. So if that's why I haven't been able to be on faith, and I'm going back in again for another week. I'll do private consultations and I'm doing my teleconferences, the telespa and that. But right now, I'm working on a very deep level to integrate this information for myself so that I can do better work for what I came here, my purpose. So I know, Zach, that we're going into another break. Could we skip the break and take the caller?
Absolutely.
All right. That'd be cool. Thank you.
You take that caller right now?
Yes.
Awesome. We have Trish from Penticton. Trish, you're live on The Truth Is Funny.
Hi, Trish.
Good morning, Colette.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi there.
How are the fires?
The fires are contained. I think they've lifted the evacuation order.
Okay, so are still some people in Penticton under evacuation order?
I think so, but I think by the end of the week, everybody should be able to get home.
And only one house was lost so far during this whole thing. So from what I read.
I'm not positive on that. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. I was doing rain. I've been like up a lot working. So I was out doing a lot of rain dances and it rained here. I didn't know if it made it there or not. So how can I help you?
A few drops here and there.
Hmm?
I would like to ask for help for Bill.
Okay.
Bill's right shoulder has a massive knot in his the muscle that goes along your shoulder blade.
Like from the neck here?
Yeah, it's going from the base of the neck down to his right shoulder.
And is okay, so I'm picking up a lot of different things, and this is really interesting because we were just working. I just did a two-hour lecture with Bimiko regarding the neck and this area of the body. And it's really interesting, like what's coming up with him is shouldering the burden. But with him, it's kind of like coming up, like when what does he describe the pain to be like?
Bill, what's the pain like?
Like what word? Okay, it really hurts.
It really hurt.
Okay, what number? Like if you had to say 10 being like, oh my God, this is so painful.
What's the number? Really, really...
And it's
number 10.
Like I'm in agony, and zero is like, hey, I can handle this.
He's at about a 6 or 7.
Okay. So was there some, I'm just, because I'm like the first thing, I'm just going to show people kind of because like he's here and he's willing. So a lot of people have a lot of tension here right now in the necks and that. And has he tried massage?
We've done chiropractic and we've done physio.
I'm getting massage. Just because when I test it, what's happening is, did something happen? Like, did he do something that he can remember?
Bill, do you remember when that exactly happened? A friend of ours had a flood in her basement, and he was helping her remove the water. Like, she would vacuum, and then he had pulled the big buckets of water up.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, so it's not so much the fact that, because it's not so much the action, it was the thoughts while he was doing the action. And what's coming up is like, bail, sailor, bail. Like, he's had a lifetime as a sailor. Like, bailing. Like, you know, have you ever heard, you know, when they bail a canoe out or whatever, a ship out, like the Titanic is sinking sort of energy? And so we're just going to strengthen him to this. It's kind of like, getting a grip on life right now for him is such a burden, because all he really wants is something very simple is what I'm getting. He just wants to do a good day's work and get a good day's pay and be appreciated for that. Is that correct?
I would say that's correct.
Well, ask him. Or is he run off? A little guinea pig here.
Yeah, he's definitely looking for that.
Yeah, see, because what's coming up is like what came to me, like what this girl, like it's a matter of perspective, actually. Because he has been suffering what a lot of people have gone through and may be going through yet some more. And he's looking at it kind of like he's all, like what's coming up is it's like the weight. It's kind of like, but it's the weight of the world he's carrying. And so on an emotional level. So we're just going to strengthen him to this. And I just want to, because it's coming up, there is a physical component and I feel that a massage would be really beneficial for him. I'm going to have one in an hour. And in these times when you're so tight in here, it's just coming up, everything's tight for him. So it's going to get you strong, everybody strong. This is actually coming up financial. It like all this, and it's coming up all the strings attached, like, you know, the trapezius, like trying to, like he feels like it's kind of like someone like on a trapeze trying to catch the next one, but he doesn't have like he can't make his shoulder work is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen, like, you know, he does finally get to work and then it's kind of like he can't shoulder the work, but did he get paid?
For?
His work.
Which work?
Well, helping her clean her basement out.
Kind of a raw deal.
Like, yeah, there you go. That's the real bother. And that's the energy I'm talking about, that we need to start making strong choices for ourselves. Tell him to say to himself, I will no longer participate in things that make me feel shifty. Okay? We have several callers, so I'm going to go to the next caller. But this is coming up emotional, psychological, and physical, actually. Like, I'm getting a physical massage would help loosen it up. And I'm working on him just making choices that he's not treated like he's insignificant is what the word that's coming up. And that he has to perceive his own value and then insist upon that is what's coming up. This is coming up for a lot of people, by the way. So thank you for calling in. And Zach, like, where are we time-wise here?
We have, let's see, we're at 8:36. We have a good amount of time, maybe 8 minutes.
Okay, so we have another caller, right?
Yes, we do.
We have a couple here, yeah. So I want to get through because there's quite a few people here. And so I want to get through take the next caller and just, I have a feeling they're all going to pile up on each other here as they intend to.
All right. We have Kate from California.
All right.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Good, good. So yeah, your energy feels pretty like chill. I have my bathing suit on because I'm thinking about going paddling after my massage.
It's
gonna
be. Oh, you're so lucky. Do it.
That's the part. See, that's what the little squirrel taught me. Is she taught me again how precious life really is. And how much do you value yourself, which is what the leading number one cause is for our first caller's husband. It's very painful not to feel valued by people for your good work. And so we're going to strengthen that. We all can value ourselves and then value, we will be valued for our good work just automatically because we value ourselves. And so that's getting to the point where you value yourself enough where you say even to someone like that that's in a bad situation like that, I also am in a bad situation and I need a fair energy exchange. Because we're all, like everybody's kind of like scrambling. So I would like to know, Kate, what you would like to work on, or did you phone in with a question, or what, or just to say hi, or what's going on in California?
I've been on your show for a long time.
Oh, good.
And shifts do happen, because I definitely have been shifting slowly but surely.
Yeah, me too. Holy.
But working on it.
It's very, okay, so one of the things that I said was that this energy can be quite random, right? Like that's what I felt, like, blah, blah. So then I realized that, like, at the exact same time, to see, when all this was happening, it was also my daughter's birthday, and it was my sister, my baby sister, who was retiring after 30-some years working in the neonatal unit. And I'm feeding this little squirrel, and I'm thinking, oh, how did she do that for all that time? I said to her, my God, it's so stressful, because it wasn't getting up every 2 hours. I do that all the time anyway. I'm not much, like, I'm a very light sleeper. But it was having to, because I had to be in the blankets, and then having to go into the blankets and then look in the blankets, and then, like, okay, is it alive or is it dead? And then, oh, is it alive or is it dead? And then, oh, okay, it's breathing. And to do that every 2 hours for, like, you know, like, I didn't do it that way for every single time. But, you know, for a mom, or for a, like that, this is your, you know, like a human child that you've carried, it would be, oh my God, I have so much respect for mothers again and what we go through. And even that little squirrel, she did her best. You know? And so that's what I'm finding. And but then when I went back in time, I realized, and Zach will show you this, last year on September 3rd, which is my baby sister's birthday, last year, a squirrel dropped a nut on my head, and it, like, it hurt. I was like, ouch. And it was in the shape of a heart inside. I thought, wow, that's... And it ended up on my second last painting, Synchronicity. So I was working on my last painting, which is Neutrality, and right above it is Synchronicity. And I'm looking at the picture that I painted, and there's the squirrel in the drawing. The woodpecker is on Colette's Beach, and the woodpecker is on the tree, knocks the nut out of the squirrel's mouth. A little one's trying to come in and grab the nut before it hits. Hits a person under the tree. And then I look, and that was exactly on August the 3rd, or on September 3rd, that same squirrel dropped that nut on my head. And I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and that's the kind of, I'm used to that, but wow. So, and how, like, I have lived here for 7 years, and I've never had a squirrel drop out. I'm in my yard a lot. I've never come across it before. So it was meant to be, you know what I mean? And the second time down, when that squirrel came and got it, I was like, thank you, mama. Like, and I was like, oh my God, you know? And so
communicating with you.
Right. And it was like so overwhelming for people to understand, like when everything in life is changing like it is. So to have that gift, to be reminded of how precious life is. And also, you know what that squirrel told me? Because she must have, like, the mama on some level was communicating with me. because she told me, you know, it may seem like the world's going nuts, but from a squirrel's point of view, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good thing for animals.
Oh, and so we're just going to strengthen that for everyone. What were you like wanting to work on?
Well, I wanted to work on my husband. We had been talking last night, and I was telling him that there's some, I don't know what it is, but he has a hard time holding on to jobs, one thing or another, and that he needs to strengthen something, let go of something, or change, some kind of change needs to happen.
So can you tell me, like, how much does this bother him? Do you know?
According to him, very much.
Okay, so I'm going to go through you. How much does it bother you?
Extremely, yeah, a lot too.
Okay, give me a number. 10 is like hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out. And 0 is like, whatever.
For me, it's 10.
10, okay. Can you hold on? We have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to, I'll check in with you and just see if we've lowered that for you a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later. We'll be right back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have a caller that was on the show. And we just want to make sure I want to connect with you because I left you hanging there in between the break. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we were talking about that you're at a 10 because you're freaking out because your husband can't keep a job. And he says it really bothers him but it's bothering you, because if you would just keep the job, then you wouldn't have a bother. Is that correct?
That's pretty much correct.
And do you feel, because this is what came up, do you feel that, are you working?
Yes.
And do you have trouble keeping a job?
No.
Why don't you have trouble keeping a job?
Because I pretty much, I don't know.
Okay, because what's coming up, see, like, the reason why I was asking you from a logical perspective is because it's actually coming up ancestral, and he's got a slavery issue, and actually he's really smart, because a job, J-O-B, Journey of the Broke. It's like he's actually, were his parents entrepreneurs?
No.
Or were they always people that worked for someone else?
Yes.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking, because like I'll test that, right? Like, and actually there's not a whole lot of people out there that are really true entrepreneurs. A lot of people like are hobbyists that think they're entrepreneurs, and then they find out, oh my God, there's so much to do when you are doing a business that they don't like doing, and that they don't want to mix that with what they like doing. And for him, it's just coming up totally opposite. It's almost like what field is he in?
He is not really in a field. He doesn't have a trade, except, mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to say that, because being a musician is kind of a trade, but it's...
Oh, so has he been directly affected by this? Like, was he a musician as earning his living as a musician, and then COVID stopped him from doing so?
No, but he wanted to.
It
was a possibility. It was an opportunity. It was something. There was something coming up for him in that area.
Okay, so I want, like, it's really important, like, he is such a beautiful example. Thank you for calling in, because this is what I'm talking about. Like, because, like, I was sort of stripped of everything I do for a living. Like, not everything. I mean, lucky me. I have a lot of energy, so I have quite a few different ways that I share this information. Having said that, like, other people get devastated because they can't go speak in public, and I mean, it didn't do a great deal for my bank account, but that's not my motivating goal. I'm a Sagi. I like to learn things in that. And I'm getting that your husband, if he recognized that this was actually a step in the direction towards what he really wanted, this is what's really important. That every, like, when we do mundane, everyday things, and we do them with excellence, because we require that of ourselves, then what happens is we become excellent at doing very little things. And then we can build upon that. You just have to add all the excellent little things you're good at doing and put them together. And so a lot of people right now are discovering that they really aren't who they thought they were. And a lot of ancestors are coming in right now, and they're putting in their two cents. Oh, you know, like people say we've never gone through this before, but we did, almost exactly, from my understanding, 100 years to the day on July 4th, which also happens to be Independence Day, which also happens to be the day that I was designated my divorce papers. So it's kind of really interesting, like, how dates, and I'm just getting that a lot of people right now are going to have to change the way that they think about what they like. Because they might not really like what they thought they did, and it might just be what they got used to, or they might have taken a course, or they might have taken a course in life. And then what happened is, like, it's in particular, it's the most challenging to give something up when you're really good at it, because then it's easier not to push yourself. Because if you're making really good money and everything's going around like that, la 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 la. So when things like this happen, it opens the doors, and the possibilities are open for everybody. to go inward and find out who they are and really allow themselves to look at that. And so his problem has nothing to do with work. His problem has to do with identity. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I know there's something.
Get in touch with your number right now. It changed.
My number?
Yeah. What number are you at when you think about him not working? Is it still a 10? Is it still a 10?
It's a 9.
You're about to say, but this is so important. A lot of times when there's an energetic shift happening for someone, because I perceive you're at a 3 now. And I trust my perception better than yours because I don't have to live with him. So I'm more neutral. Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we want instead of it being like a battle and like a judgment and all of that, what about if you both sat down and wrote a list of the things that you thought you were that you aren't now? You might be surprised. I never ever thought I was going to be a squirrel mom. Honestly. I've been a guinea pig mom. I've been a rat mom. I've been a grandma to a mouse.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Years.
Yes, you're
a squirrel mom. I have been so blessed to be able to study with some of the most amazing mentors from all around the world. And I learned a lot from that little squirrel about myself, you know? And so we're all going through this shift, and what's coming up for him is his ancestors. It's kind of like he's got a rebellious nature against the authority figures down. It's coming both the maternal and paternal line, but down the paternal lines of the paternal and maternal line. And there's a bunch of karmic back and forth between you and your husband's family. So there's a reason why we connect with the people that are significant others. And if we can start to learn to appreciate maybe some of the lessons they're turning, because those damn squirrels, they're planting nuts everywhere and digging crap up and, you know, freaking out, like making my cat go nuts a lot of the time. Like they're very, and they can be really aggressive, and they'll eat baby birds and like all sorts of things. And so now I have a totally different perspective. And that's what a lot of people are going through right now, what your husband's going through right now, what you're going through right now. And some people are going to give themselves permission to really look at themselves and find out how beautiful they really are. And I would suggest you do that. There's a lot of death right now. There's a lot of destruction, and there's a lot of beauty, a lot of beauty. And this is a really wonderful opportunity, like if you're brave enough to go inward and really discover how wonderful you really are and how wonderful he is, and to sit down and discuss it like adults. How does that feel? Because we got to go. I think, Zach, are we at the end of the show?
Yeah, we got about a minute left.
Yeah. So how are you there?
I am. I'm better. I'm good. I'm trying to just, I need to drop that number down. No, it just,
I have no worries. You can feel free to connect with me info@thetruthisfunny and just let me know, or just let us know here. You know, I just Facebook has changed again. I'll figure it out. We have to go now though. So I just want to say thank you for calling in, and thank you to the callers that waited and didn't get in. For some reason, you will energetically notice a shift here. Zach, You thank you so much for for producing the show, and to Pat and her team. And I'm so glad to be able to connect with you again next Wednesday. Bye for now. See you next Wednesday.
been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.